Whenever you get some time.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are live. This is Coach Lee of the Las Vegas Showgirls, and you are tuned in to a live Farming Cups game between the California Lynx and the Las Vegas Showgirls. Again, I am Coach Lee, and I am bringing this to you here on Blog Talk Radio. Continues. I'm going to go ahead and introduce my host for the day. We got Lawrence Turner on the line. Lawrence, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
And how
you doing,
Coach Lee?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Yeah, we got to come out bumping. You know what I'm saying? That's what the music
Definitely.
Is all about. Show
Definitely.
Girls.
Wonderful weather too for today's game.
Oh man, this is beautiful out here, Las Vegas. What 80? About 80 degrees.
About 80 degrees. Not much
of
a breeze.
Nah,
perfect.
It's gonna pick up though later on. That's Vegas for you. You know how that is.
Yeah. So how you guys looking for the season? What are you thinking Showgirls are going to be like this season?
Well, you know, this is our fourth season right now, and this is the year for us. I mean, we've been progressing and getting better and better and better, and we feel in championship this year. Championship
okay,
or bust.
Okay. Championship or bust. I hear you. I'm going to put that in my mental Rolodex. I won't forget that.
Yeah,
all
definitely
right.
That, man. If we don't get to the championship, you know, it wouldn't be a complete season for us.
Oh, okay, definitely. You guys had a nice season, a nice run last year. If I had to key on two players tonight on the Showgirls, who would you want us to key in on and watch?
If I had to play against myself, I definitely would watch Carrie Mitch, our quarterback number 9. This is her third season with us, and she threw for over 1,250 yards last year. Her 29, which is Carrie Walters, she's a two-time team MVP, and she's going to be putting it down this year just playing wide receiver. On the defense, we got number 40, Chris Ocasio, at middle linebacker. She's going to be deadly today. And, you know, overall, man, we just a great team. We don't have no superstars. Our top running back last year went off to college. Which is Dina Hauser, and she rushed for 1,275 yards last year.
Okay.
And, you know, life is always first, you know. If school was calling, then hit it. You know, she's only 19, so she went on a basketball scholarship to a small school up in Washington.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Besides a win tonight, you know, that's a must. What do you want? What would you really want to emphasize on today? Like, is it tackling? Is it executing on the blocks? Is it, you know, what is it that you would want to really emphasize tonight in this first game of the season?
It's definitely tackling. You know, one thing about women's football right now, that's the only inconsistency is on the tackling end, because the ladies just don't have that experience. But we're going to have a great defense with returning players, and we're going to emphasize again, tackling is a must. We must tackle.
Okay.
Hey, Jake, can you go ahead and push number one on the I Didn't Get Up There? And then after that song go off, can you put the other CD that's up there in?
All right. Sorry about that. No problem.
Doing a whole bunch of management here. Got a lot of things that we're doing. You know, you're trying to get a head coach. You also helping out on game day. You know, that's why I don't like having the very first game of the season being at home.
Okay.
So, yeah. Every year we've opened up the first game every year at home. I, for one, would love to be on the road.
You guys are opening up with the California Lynx this year. With them being a first year, I believe this is their first season in the league.
Yes, it is.
What kind of advice would you give the coach of the California Lynx, knowing that you guys have just gone through it not just a short time ago, being 4 years ago?
My advice is, Coach Anthony Bartley is a seasoned coach. Don't sleep on Coach Anthony. And he's like a clone of me. He went out and recruited some real athletes to play on his team. This ain't going to be no, oh, they just started team, you know.
Right.
He got players on there. He got veterans that he recruited out in L.A., and he's really doing the thing. I was really impressed with some of the game tape that I've seen on the links that's been up on YouTube. And he has athletes. So
okay.
We're definitely not going to sleep on them. Just because they're a new team don't mean squat doodle.
Oh, I hear that. Well, knowing that you guys have watched some tape on the links and everything, what is it that impressed you about the links?
Well, they got a player named Lisa King at wide receiver. And she's a veteran that played for the LA Amazons. And
okay.
She got much speed, number nine. I don't know what number the quarterback is as of yet, but from the tapes that I've seen, hey, the quarterback has some skills. I think her last name is McVictor or something like that. I think she's number. So the bottom line is we got to get it going.
Okay.
You know, we got to shut her down.
You said we really need to step in and key in on Lisa King and get some pressure on the quarterback, who is actually Sarah McVicker, who is number 12,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. We definitely got to put some pressure on her, and they got a nice little tailback. I don't know what number she is as of yet. In the scrimmage, she was like 32 or something like that. But you know, all I can do is get tape from when Coach Anthony was the head coach of the OC Breakers or the SoCal Breakers. And when we went head up last year, we beat him twice. I know he's very aggressive on defense, blitzing, and some other things. So we really worked on blitz pickup and stuff like that.
So you worked on blitz pickup
because
you know he's aggressive. What, you know, besides the blitz pickup, what do you think that you would try to throw in today to counter, you know, their aggressiveness? Is it running straight downhill at the blitz? Maybe running through it a little bit, or would it be like some play action or trying to get outside and use your speed?
Man, you need to coach with me. You give me all the tips. Yes, exactly. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to hit them quick on dives, a couple quick traps, some play action. Like I said, we're a balanced offense. If we have 50 plays, we normally pass in 25 and we run 25. That's how balanced we've been in the past.
Okay.
You know, so again, we like to dictate what we want to do and not let a defense. If a defense want to be aggressive, we got the plays to stymie that. You know, if they want to be passive, then we got plays to go underneath, you know, if they want to play deep. Because we got speed.
Definitely.
One thing we got is some speed here.
That's good. It should be a good game tonight. I'm very excited. If you can't be here and you're tuning in on this telecast or this broadcast and you're listening in, you are really missing out. It's a beautiful day here, and we're in for some very good football today.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some good football. Like I said, I won't sleep on Coach Barley. He's probably one of the better fundamental coaches out there. We work together in the Women's National Women's Football Camp and Conference here in Vegas this past November. And he taught my players some great things. You know, some of my players and some of the other players that came out. And, hey, the guy's a good coach. He runs his mouth a little bit, as I can laugh about it, because we talk every day on the phone, and we talk smack to each other every day. And, you know, we're going to have some fun tonight. That's what it's all about, having some fun.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, executing and making sure you're having fun.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get Coach Barley on. Once I see him, I'm going to have him call in. Oh, I see him. Big red shirt. Man, he's brighter than the sun. You know?
I see him. I see him walking in across
the way. Yeah, you see him walking
away.
Like
yeah, definitely.
He's coming over there by the ambulance here. So I'm going to get him to call in so he can give you a little sneak preview of what's going on. And,
okay,
like,
definitely.
We're going to start probably about, we're going to start about 15 minutes later than norm. We pulled that kickoff at 6. But one of the cars that one of the team was coming up in broke down, and they had a 2-hour layover.
Okay.
You know, 5 major players didn't get a chance to get in. So I'm going to go check in with them right now. I'm going to let you go, and you run the show, do your thing, and make me proud, baby.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
All right. And if you want me to call in at halftime, I'll call in at halftime if you want to report or anything.
All right. All right. Have a good game.
You got it, Lawrence.
Like I said, folks, it's lovely out here. Not much of a breeze here. We're about 15 minutes away from game time. About 15, 20 minutes away from game time. It's about from 75 to 80 degrees. And we are definitely, from the looks of the warm-ups and things, we look like we're in for a very good football game. You know, for people who haven't really ever been to a women's football game, you will actually really be surprised by the athleticism and some of their knowledge of the game. For like Coach Anthony said, you know, the Showgirls have only been around for 4 years, but you would watch some of these women and believe that they've been playing football their whole life. So this is going to be a very, very good game, and I'm very excited. This is my first time doing a live telecast like this, so bear with me a little bit. I might stumble over my words a little bit, but I'm very excited to be doing this, and I'm having a lot of fun. You guys, just stay with us, and I'll do my best to give you a play-by-play of what's going on, and hopefully we can get a really good game going here. I see the California Lynx are coming out. They have just taken the field. The Showgirls have been stretching here. They're getting into the running lines and stuff right now. So we're not very far away from game time.
Can you hear me?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Coach Barley with the Lynx.
Hey, how you doing, Coach? This is Lawrence Turner. I'm the play-by-play guy here on this telecast, on this not telecast, but this cast on the internet. And I just got off the phone with Coach Anthony, and I got a few questions for you, knowing that you guys are first. This is your inaugural season into this football league, and I know you've coached a couple of other teams. How excited are you to bring a new team to Las Vegas and be playing the Showgirls for your first game?
Well, let me say this. I'm very excited. I got a lot of dedicated girls, and just looking to send a message out to everyone in the WFA.
Definitely, definitely. If you had to pick maybe 2 or 3 girls on your team tonight for us to really key in on, who would they be?
Well, actually, you know, I got the kind of arsenal that you really can't key on just certain individuals.
Right.
Trust me, I got heat everywhere. So if you don't key on 1 or 2, you know, or even 3, trust and believe, there's going to be 2 more coming right at you.
Definitely, definitely. So that means we're definitely in for a good game here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt. I mean, I'll put it to you like this. You know, Deion has always had a wonderful team. And last year when I went up against him for the first time. You know, he kind of caught me with some half-loaded guns. You know, this time I'm fully loaded. In fact, I got more arsenal than the Matrix. It's going to be a good showdown. I'm expecting a showdown.
Well, you got me excited. I'm pretty sure you got some of the people on the web excited with talk of your arsenal. You know, that means you must have got out and did a heck of a job recruiting, huh?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, it's been a hard road recruiting, and I had to really reach out and in the resources that no one else bothered to tap into. Believe it or not. When I ended up tapping into them resources, it actually brought more than what I anticipated.
Okay.
I'm very impressed. Got a nice mix.
Thank you. I'm very impressed with my recruiting class this year.
That's big. That's big. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead and tend to your team. I see they've taken the field and they're going through the stretcher right now, so I don't want to keep you too long. But maybe I can get back in contact with you. After halftime, when you're walking back on the field, and we could talk about what went on in the first half, what you liked and what you didn't like.
Oh, definitely. I look forward to it.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Right now, we'd like to acknowledge some of our sponsors. Be the Urban Chamber of Commerce, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, the Candy Bar, Women's Tackle Football Group, and as well as Adidas. That's just a few of our sponsors here. A lot of work and effort goes into to get this league going, and it's very if you don't understand the time and effort that some of these people are putting in to get this league going and get these games going, and it's a voluntary effort all around the board, and we're just very happy to have this here today. Now, here on the Las Vegas Showgirls, we have quarterback. We have the quarterback who is Nikki. Her name would be Nikki Johnson. She's the quarterback, and we're hoping for some big things from her today. You know, as you heard Coach Dion say, Nikki is returning, and this would be her third season, at the helm of this team. And they're looking for some pretty big things, and they're excited about it. Hopefully, she can get the Showgirls off to a pretty big start today. We got about 23 minutes until kickoff. Everybody out there. So we got quite a ways until kickoff. I hope you guys are all enjoying this show that we're bringing to you right here from Crusader Stadium here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I think we're going to step away for about 2 minutes and 30 seconds and hope you guys enjoy the theme music. And we are back. Hope you guys like that little break there, you know, trying to get some things together here at Crusader Stadium. We have about 17 minutes till kickoff, so I guess I'll sit here and I'll talk to you a little bit more about what's going on. You know, as you heard, both coaches, Coach Deion said they're really team-oriented. He really didn't want to emphasize one or two players based on wanting to keep the team thing going. But when you look at him on paper, it looks like Nicky Johnson as well as Kerry Mitich. They are the two quarterbacks. You're never going to know what you're going to get from these two. You got two quarterbacks that are very capable of throwing the ball, and you got a couple of wide receivers that'll go out there and get it. You know, as Coach Deion said, they are, you know, in a rebuilding process as far as the running back position. The running back they had last year moved on, went to college. She had the chance to go and play basketball in school up in Washington. So that's going to be we'll see if they're able to get this done today. When you miss and when you lose a 1,200-yard back, it's kind of hard to replace, especially with the coach over here with the links, who's very aggressive. He likes to blitz and he likes to go after you. So we'll see if the showgirls are ever to pick that up and maybe able to, you know, use that to their advantage and break a couple of quick traps and maybe hit the outside a couple of times. As far as the links, you heard the coach there. He said, we have an arsenal. You cannot key on just one or two players. If you key on those one or two, I got another one or two hitters that will take it the distance. So this looks like it's shaping up to be a very interesting game here at Crusader Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. As we watch them go through the warm-ups, the Lynx being a first-year team, you would come out here and you would look at their team and you would say, the showgirls might have them. But from the way both coaches were talking, the Lynx are very athletic and they're capable of winning this game tonight. Their numbers are not very deep like the showgirls, but they have quite an arsenal of athletes over there. The showgirls, however, are going into their fourth season, and they've created a little buzz here in the city as far as what they did last year and winning some games. And so it looks like it'll be a very interesting game, and we'll see who can get it done today. Right now, I'd like to recognize a couple of our sponsors, the National Women's Football Camp and Conference, Newman's Property Management, State Farm Insurance, and Hoffy Hot Dogs. Hope you guys are as excited as I am out here, you know, tuning in. I'm gonna do my best to give you a great play-by-play today. Hopefully, when you get done, you'll think that you were actually at the game. You'll be able to, you know, get a good picture of what was going on. As we sit here and we watch the showgirls warm up in their offense, it looks as if they're running some type of what we would call from University of Reno the Pistol Pete formation, where the quarterback is in the shotgun, but both running backs are behind the quarterback. So We'll see what we can do. This is a little unorthodox, and, you know, people are still learning, and this might be their advantage today against a very aggressive team in the California Lynx. The one advantage that the Las Vegas Showgirls that I would say they have is their offensive line. They look as if they are outweighing the links at each position by about 15 to 20 pounds. If so, girls decide that they want to pound the ball and want to lean on links a little bit, that might be their advantage today and here in today's game. You know, wear the smaller team down. It's warm as well. You know, I don't know what the weather's been like in California, but you know, the later it gets, it'll get a little bit warmer. And if the showgirls can lean on the links early in the game, it might be able to impose their will on them, and the links might not be able to finish strong. However, if the links jump out and use the team speed that they have, it could get very ugly real quick. So we'll see what happens today. Got a nice little turnout here at Faith Lutheran, you know, here at Crusader Stadium. You know, people are still filing into the stadium. You know, the buzz is getting a little bit of a buzz, knowing that the game is about 10 minutes away. We're about 11 minutes and 30 seconds away from kickoff, and this will be big for the first game of the season. Both teams seem to be very excited. You know, early in the season, you get this first game, you might get a chance to it might have a few penalties. We might have our share of penalties being the first game, you know, trying to get the jitters out. And defense is always going to be a little ahead of the offense at this point in the season. So we'll see what both teams can do if one of these offenses can get rolling and catch a rhythm and put some points on the board. Yes, a great crowd out here in Las Vegas. We're having, you know, people are really having a good time. That's quite a turnout, you know, for California. A lot of people made the trip down for the California Lynx. And, you know, we're looking forward to a great game. As well as the showgirls have their fans in the crowd, so... It should be mixed. It should be a very mixed crowd, you know, not biased at all. And we'll see if which one of these teams can pull this out. Right now, we want to recognize a few more of our sponsors. Fox Pizza, of course, Faith Lutheran High School, who's allowed us to use their beautiful facilities here, you know, that's a great gesture, allowing us to use their facility here and being allowed to use these locker rooms as well as the press box and everything. Okay, we have the captains going out for the coin toss right now, so we're not very far away from this game. Welcome back, folks. We just had the coin toss. You know, we're about to find out who's receiving, who'll get a chance to maybe run the first kickoff back of the season, or who'll get a chance to maybe send that message and put a big hit on one of the opponents. Before we go any further, I want to recognize a few more of our sponsors. In Clark County Park and Recreation, the City of North Las Vegas Parks and Recreation, Jason's Deli, and Dr. Michael Weberson, a dentist, Dr. Michael Weberson. It looks like the showgirls won the toss. They've elected to defer. And so in about 7 or 8 minutes, the California Lynx will be receiving the ball. They will be moving from my right to left. So the showgirls get a chance to test this California Lynx team and their speed and all the weapons they have early on. We'll see if they're able to do it. To stand out on the Las Vegas Showgirls football team is Christy Ocasio, who is the linebacker. She's the returning leading tacklers on this team. So it should be exciting. All right, we're here at Faith Lutheran Stadium, and we're about to go into the national anthem. Actually, the starting lineup. Sorry for the dead air there, folks. They're going through the lineup, not even the lineups. They're just announcing all the players here as the showgirls run out to midfield and shake the coaches' hands and get a warm welcome and a warm round of applause from the home fans here in Las Vegas. We have about 5 minutes and 30 seconds until kickoff. So we're going to step away for a quick second. Hope you guys enjoy the music, and when we get back, we will be ready for kickoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd like to introduce you to something special. Las Vegas Showgirls.
Hey.
We ballin', what you gon' do about it? We ballin', what you gon' do about it? We ballin', what you gon' do about it? Las Vegas Showgirls.
Hey.
We ballin', what you gon' do about it? What you gon' do about it? Play calling and watch Dina go. She the MVP, you should envy. She like an all-star, thanks to Flea Lee. We run the LV with Miss Carey. And on the defense, Shamika and Stephanie. You know you're scared, not in our house. You think you finished score, not in our house. Every down we try to take it there. Yeah. Grab a ball, find a field, we can take it there. And to the naysayers, check the game face. Buy a ticket and check us out on game day. Cause we in it to win and play the same way. Tough ladies don't care what the haters say. So bring you, watch the show, girls handle their biz. Going hard till we ballin' in the championship. Las Vegas, show girls, we ballin'. What you gon' do about it? We ballin', what you gon' do about it? We ballin', what you gon' do about it? Las Vegas, show girls, we ballin'. What you gon' do about it? What you gon' do about it? We ballin'. What you gon' do about it?
S-H-O-W-G-I-R-L-C. S-H-O-W-G-I-R-L-C.
One more time.
S-H-O-W-G-I-R-L-C. S-H-O-W-G-I-R-L-C.
And welcome back to Crusader Stadium, about 2 minutes and 45 seconds away from kickoff. You can actually see the crowd filing in. The stands are beginning to become a little bit more packed. So we're in store for a very good football game here. This being the Las Vegas Showgirls' fourth season, you heard Coach Dion say early in the pregame show that he got a chance to play against the coach of the Lynx last season when he was coaching another season, and then they beat him head to head. Both games, they won both those games. So we'll see if Coach Dion can keep it going and keep this role going against the coach of the Lynx here. We are still going through the introduction of the Showgirls. I told you this was, when you looked at the size of both the teams, that you would, with all the athletes that the Showgirls have, you would think that they should go out and dominate this game. However, the California Lynx, even though this is being their first season, you heard the coach say that he did good out on the road and tap into some sources that you usually don't tap into, and he has quite a few athletes on the team. They might not be as deep as the Las Vegas Showgirls. However, they are athletes. And that's why I was saying this could possibly, if the Showgirls decide that they're going to use their size and they're going to lean on this California team, they could really get this done today. Here we go with the national anthem here at the Crusader Stadium.
We sing by Rihanna Williams.
There you have it, folks, the national anthem. The game is just seconds away from the kickoff. And you can stop hearing me talk about how good each of these teams look, and we'll get into some real football here. Here in Las Vegas, we're going to a moment of silence for a referee here in the, who has been an official for about 35 seasons and passed away not too long ago. So we're going to go to a moment of silence for him. As both teams get fired up now, all the talking and all the pregame jitters, somebody's gonna get it knocked out of them on this upcoming play. So we'll see who can take control of this game early on, and if they can maintain it, and if anybody can get into any type of rhythm and any type of tempo offensively, especially this being the first game of the season. The Showgirls will be kicking off from the 40 from my left going to the right. So that means the Lynx will get there, wherever they get the ball, will be heading from my right to the left, which if you're at the stadium or if you've ever been here, which would be from south to north, from the south end of the field to the north end of the field. So we got the team. Well, we have the kickoff team lining up for the kickoff, but we don't have a return team yet. So we're just seconds away, and we'll get this show going for you. Looks like number 8 for the Las Vegas Showgirls will be kicking off. That's Carrie Alexander out of Cheyenne High School here in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is actually my alma mater. So let's go, Carrie. For the California Lynx, looks like we have number 9, Lisa King, who is their go-to receiver deep to return, as well as number 24, Casey Brick. Like we're all set, waiting for the whistle, and we'll get this cast going. And here we go. It's a good kick. Hits it about the 25. No way. Casey Brick picks it up. She's heading to the right side of the sideline. Oh, a couple big blocks, and we got a flag, our first flag of the season, which is probably going to be a face mask. Somebody got a hold of the face mask and snatched her down. She got the ball back. Well, she actually lost yardage on the return. She ran more laterally than vertically, but looks like the Lynx are going to get some extra yardage on tacked on to the end of this return because of the face mask. Actually, there were 2 flags on the play, so those penalties offset, and we will re-kick. We will have a re-kick here at Crusader Stadium. Like everybody might have got their jitters out of the way, though, with the little first play of the game and the first bit of contact. So we'll see what we can get out of this kickoff. All right, Kerry, re-tease it, and looks like we're gonna have another kickoff. So we'll see what we can get out of this one. Here we go, folks. Much better kick this time. Brick catches it about the 25-yard line. She's heading up the right side. Oh, she's got some speed, and she gets out to about the 50-yard line. The 50-yard line. Great return for the California Phoenix. Clock's reading 14:25, so we're just getting started. Actual starting position will be about the 48-yard line for the California Lynx, heading from my right to left. So here we go. Leading the California Lynx will be number 12, Sarah McVicker, out of Pomona, California. They come out in a traditional I formation. And we are not quite set. I told you we'd have our first game of the season jitters and try to get everything straight. And California Lynx, they call a timeout already. I'm not sure if they had enough people on the field or if they felt like they were in the wrong formation or what happened. Looks like the tailback for the California Lynx is going to be number 4, Tamara McDonald, out of Pomona, California. So here we go. We're ready for the first offensive play of the season, and they line up in I formation. Looks like strong right. And we have an option right. She pitches to number 4, Tamara McDonald. She gets upfield. Oh, good run, good gain about 7-8 yards on the game. We're looking at 2nd and 2. It's going to be 2nd and 2 from about the 40-yard line here. As the California Lynx break the huddle. McVicker comes to the line. Just getting under center. And, oh, the quick hitter tried to hit him with a quick trap up the middle for about a gain of 1 yard, if that. Looking at 3rd and 2. First third down of the season. We'll see if the Showgirls can get off the field. We'll see if the California Lynx can keep their drive going. McVicker's calling the signals. Oh, well, here we have another penalty. It looks like the California Lynx offensive tackle might have jumped. And that is definitely what it is. They're going to march the Lynx back about 5 yards. That penalty would be on number 69. Number 69. That makes it 3rd down and 7 from about the 44-yard line. So we'll see if they can pick it up. Made it a little bit more difficult for themselves, but we'll see if they can pick it up. We'll see if the Showgirls can get off the field, maybe force a 4th down punt. Hand off to the right. They try to sweep it out. Good pursuit by the Las Vegas Showgirls. They're actually going to get them for about a loss of, looks like a loss of 6 or 7 yards. So that's big. That's big getting down on, getting off the field on 3rd down. Looks like they're going to force a punt here from the California Lynx. Yes, and we have number 31, Jennifer Ann Kiala Ago, returning the punt for the Las Vegas Showgirls out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Actually, no, the California Lynx are going to go for it. They're going for it on about 4th and 13. And Coach Dion has to call a timeout for not having the right personnel on the field. Looks like the California Lynx caught the Showgirls napping. Showgirls thinking there was going to be a punt. California Lynx didn't bring a punt team on. They're actually going to go for it. Based on the field position, you know, I guess you could kind of see what the coach's his logic or his thinking is. But ball's on about the 50-yard line. I think early in this game, especially when offenses aren't really clicking on all cylinders like they will be towards the middle or the end of the season, I think it would have been a smart choice for him to go ahead and punt it and try to play the field position game early in this season. While we're in the timeout, I will recognize a couple more of our sponsors, Mr. Michael J. Tamita and Stan S. Askews at Island Dental Center. Also, like to recognize Fox Pizza. Fox Pizza. About fourth down and 13 from the 50-yard line. Lynx are in a split back formation. She drops back to pass. Mid Vickers let it go. And the pass is going to be caught. It's caught for a first down by number 3, Lisa Camacho. Actually wrong, Miss that number 3, Melody Peterson. Melody Peterson. That's a big pickup for the California Lynx on fourth down. Actually fourth and 13. You know, that gives them quite a bit of confidence, you know, in this early drive to be able to keep your drive going on fourth and 13, pick it up, and it was a beautiful pass by McVickers. They come out in high formation. Looks like strong left. First down, here we go. Oh, we're going option left. McVickers gets the corner. She gets about a 13, 14-yard gain. It looks like this California Lynx team is really ready to play some football. However, we have a flag on the play. This flag might negate that great play. And the penalty was actually against the Showgirls encroachment, so or actually lining up in the neutral zone. So that play will stand actually a gain of 20 yards for McVickers. It's first and 10 from the Showgirls 12-yard line with about 10 minutes and 15 seconds here in the first quarter. And the Lynx actually have a drive going, so we'll see if they can punch this in here inside the red zone. High formation here. Oh, we get a sweep right. Oh, great, great, great play by the corner coming up and forcing the play a little bit wider. Looks like maybe a yard, a gain of one. And we have a player down. We have our first player down. That would be the tailback for the California Lynx, Miss Tamara McDonald. That could be a big loss for the California Lynx. Like I told you early in the pregame, they are not a very deep team as far as numbers and having a lot of people to play different positions like the showgirls are. So if McDonald is not able to finish or not able to come back into this game, that could really hurt them having to go to their second string running back. Here in Las Vegas, the wind has picked up just a little bit, like Coach Dion said. You never know what you're going to get with the weather here in Las Vegas. Looks like the wind is blowing from east to west, so it's actually blowing across the field. Nobody will really get an advantage, you know, with the wind being at their back or anyone throwing into the wind. So we'll see if this wind will bother either one of these quarterbacks and see if either one of these quarterbacks have enough arm strength to maybe cut a few passes through the wind. And that's a good sign. She's actually up and walking under her own power. So hopefully she'll be able to shake it off and get back into this game. It would really be bad if she drove all this way from California to maybe get 3 or 4 plays in and then her first game and it's over. California Lynx line up with no backs in the backfield. 4 wide receivers down at the bottom and 1 up top. McVickers drops back. She's looking to her left. She throws it. Oh, wide open but incomplete. Overthrew the receiver. The Lynx actually put 4 wide receivers down here towards the bottom of the field. They looks like what they did is that they flooded a bunch of post routes and maybe 1 post and 2 quick slants and ran the inside receiver out here, you know, on an arrow route, you know. Use a couple of pick routes, so that's something that Coach Dion might want to pay attention to down there on the field. The Lynx come out, no backs again. This time, 4 wide receivers up top, 1 wide receiver down at the bottom. McVickers under center. She dropped back, she rolls to the left, and she's going to keep it all the way. It was a quarterback keeper all the way. Missed tackle, and she gets... Oh, she's down at the 1 yard line. She tried to put the ball down there, and they completely caught the showgirls off guard with the 4 wide receivers at the top. That's a great job of coaching by the offensive coach over there for the California Leagues. First down and goal for the Lynx at the 1 yard line. They're actually putting a great drive together. You know, they have the showgirls off balance, and like the coach for the Lynx said, it appears as if they are superior in the speed category. I don't know what it is with the showgirls or what's going on. Like, it looks like it, as if they're maybe standing in mud, but the Lynx are first and goal from the 1 yard line. Under center comes to the Vicker, and they give it to the fullback, and she's stuffed. She tries to get in with a second effort, and she actually loses a yard. Looks like she lost a yard on the play. That's a great push by the showgirls' defensive line there, especially those 2 D tackles. That was a great push. Be second and goal from the 2 yard line. Second and goal from the 2 yard line. Good news for the Lynx or any Lynx fans. Number 4, Tamara McDonald is back in the game. I don't know, maybe she got rolled up on a little bit, had to walk it off a little bit. So she's back at tailback. She's dotting the eye. McVickers gets under center. Let's see if they're going to see if they can get in again. The toss right. McDonald catches it, and a great play by the linebacker to shed that block. And she's going to be lost. She's going to be hit for a big loss. Looks like it's going to be about a 9 or 10 yard loss. About 6 minutes and 55 seconds remain here in the first quarter. We are scoreless, 0-0, with the Lynx marching. It's going to be 3rd and 10. It was a loss of 9, actually, on that play. Third and ten. Actually, 3rd and goal from the 10-yard line. We'll see if the Showgirls can make a stop here, or if the Lynx can maybe get something going a little bit with their passing, because they haven't seemed to have the Showgirls haven't seemed to have any idea of how to stop it. McDonald dots the I again. They're in I formation. McVickers under center. They go on option right. McVickers pitches it. Oh, McDonald's going to reverse field. She's going to get lost. She's going to get hit for another big loss. They are all the way back at about the 27-yard line. As another big loss. And that might actually put them out of field goal range. Going to be fourth and 27. Fourth and 27. So we'll see if they decide to punt or if they're going to go for it again. Showgirls have to get off the field. You know, defense had made a couple of big plays. It'd be big for them to get off the field here. 5:15 and counting. Lynx come out with a 4 wide receiver set, a single back. McVickers under center. She drops back. She's looking down here to the left. She lets it go. Receiver wide open. Oh, number 9, Lisa King catches it. She catches it at about the 4-yard line. She's brought down. She didn't get in, but there's a flag on the play, so we'll see what this flag is. Just in this short period of time, what I'm really noticing about the California Lynx receivers that when the ball's in the air, they go attack the ball. It seems like the Showgirls are playing back on their heels a little bit in the secondary. We get our call from the ref. Oh, 12 men on the field for the... No, that's actually wrong. He pointed the wrong way. So, actually, illegal man downfield by the Lynx. That will, the Showgirls decline it, and the Showgirls will get their first crack at going down and scoring with about 4 minutes and 55 seconds in the first quarter. It's a great stand by the Showgirls defense. Going to be 1st and 10 from the 5-yard line for the Showgirls. So they're backed up into their own territory. Hopefully they can get a couple of things going. We'll see if they can get out of there. They'll be moving from my left to right. Showgirls break the huddle. They go with a 3 wide receiver set. Quarterback in the shotgun. And that is Nikki Johnson. See what they can come up with. It's going to be a toss to the right. Oh, halfback pass. She throws it. Oh, and the wide receiver stopped running. She actually had her. She quit on her route. That's a pretty dangerous play down in your own territory. Coach Dion's pitching the ball into his own end zone and throwing it downfield. So they tried to hit him with a little bit of trickery early on with their first play, see if they could catch him napping. Now, Carrie Mitchick is in at quarterback for the Showgirls. Showgirls with 3 wide receivers set. They're in the shotgun with both running backs in the split, but they're actually behind the quarterback. And they're going straight downhill. There's a big hole. Oh, good tackle. Good tackle there by the Lynx. There was a big hole there. It looks like it'd only be about a gain of 2 or 3. That tackle was made by Yaban Malatui for the California Lynx. Looking at 3rd and 8 here for the. Oh, and there's a false start here on the Las Vegas Showgirls. They're going to back themselves up. We're going to be looking at about 3rd and 13 from their own 2-yard line, and with about 4 minutes and five seconds left here in the first quarter at Faith Lutheran Stadium. Lynx are actually playing. Lynx have three. Looks like they have three safeties. They're all about 20 to 25 yards deep. So it looks like coach is going to take his chances and try to keep things in front of them. They're each about 7 or 8 yards behind the sticks. So we'll see if the Showgirls can maybe get this pick this up and maybe get hit something behind the linebackers in front of the safeties and make a play. They're in shotgun formation, motion left. There's going to be a sweep to the left. She turns it up. Oh, it's going to be maybe a gain of 3 or 4 yards. We're looking at fourth down from Showgirls are looking at fourth down from about their own 7-yard line. And Coach Dion elects to take the punt team, send the punt team out there. So they'll be punting, try to get it out of their change the field position game a little bit, or actually give their defense a little bit of breathing room behind them. Deep is Lisa King for the California Lynx. Good snap. Good punt. It's hanging up there. It hits it about the 35-yard line. Lisa King grabs it. She's down the left sideline, and she's going to pick up about a gain of 7 or 8 yards. There's a flag on the play, though. We'll see what this flag is on the play. While we have a little time, I want to recognize a few of our sponsors. The Urban Chamber of Commerce, the Candy Bar, and the Women's Tackle Football Group. Actually, that flag is going to be waved off, so it'll be 1st and 10 at about the 32-yard line. The California Lynx. California Lynx have the ball, 1st and 10, moving from my right to left. And see if they can get something going here. They come out in a split back formation. It's going to be a strong right. McVickers drive back. She's looking left. She has and it looks like she had two wide receivers in the same area and got tipped up a couple of times, but nobody was able to come down with it. There's actually a flag on the play, so we'll see what this flag is. Told you guys early in the broadcast that there was going to be quite a few flags with this being the first game of the season. Looked like it's going to be a holding on the California Lynx, so they're going to march that one back 10 yards, and we'll go ahead and play first down again. First down and 20 from the 37-yard line. Split back formation again. McVickers under center. She drops back. She's looking down at the bottom. Oh, she hits King on the catch, and she gets it, and she gets about 6 or 7 yards after the catch. about 2nd and 20 now. Not even 2nd and 20. About 2nd and 11. 2nd and 10 or 2nd and 11. So that's about a gain of 9 or 10 yards on this play. Ball on 27-yard line. The Lynx come out in split back formation again. King at the bottom. McVickers gets under center. She drops back again. She's looking up top. She throws it. She got a couple of wide receivers. It's almost intercepted. It was batted around a couple of times. Looked like one of the showgirls had it, but she couldn't hold on to it. So looks like the Lynx are going to get another opportunity. It'll be 3rd and 10 from the 27-yard line. 3rd and 10 from the 27-yard line. About 1 minute and 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter here. The Lynx come up to the line. McDonald's dotting the I now. We're back in the I formation. King down at the bottom. Vickers under center, and she hands it off to McDonald, who goes right. She cuts it in. Oh, and she's hit. She's hit pretty hard. Big hit by the showgirls there. There's a host of showgirls waiting for her as she cut it back in. Look like she's going to... looks like they're going to give her 4 progress. So, fourth down and 10. Fourth down and 10. There was a gain of none. 0 there on that play. As the clock keeps rolling, looks like we're going to about 50 seconds from the end of the first quarter here in Las Vegas. The Lynx go to that back to that empty backfield set. 4 wide receivers at the top, 1 wide receiver down here at the bottom, which is really getting, they really got some positive plays off it in their first drive. McVickers under center. She drops back. There's a flag on the play. She rolls out. Oh, she avoids the first tackle. She throws it. King makes a catch. She gets upfield. If the play stands, it's actually a first down. It's a pickup of about 10 or 12 yards. 10 or 12 yards, but we'll see what this was. And actually, too many players on the field for the showgirls, so that play is going to stand. First down for the Lynx. Showgirls are really shooting themselves in the foot here early in the game. They have got to get off the field on fourth down, especially if the Lynx are not going to punt the ball today. They have got to make a stand and get off the field on fourth downs. It's going to be 1st and 10, about 17 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The Lynx break the huddle, and they're back to they go right back to the 4 wide receiver set. All 4 wide receivers up top. They better get a move on, or I don't think they're going to get this playoff. They get it off with about 1 second. McVickers drop back. She steps up in the pocket. She throws underneath, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by the showgirls, and it's a big play. She's going down the left side. Only one person to beat, and McVickers makes the tackle. She brings it back to about the 43-yard line. Big play by the showgirls to hold on and stop them going into the second quarter. Big play. So that's the end of the first quarter here in Las Vegas at Faith Lutheran Stadium. 0-0. We are still tied at 0-0. No one was able to put any points on the board. So while they're walking the ball and switching sides of the field and everything, I'm going to recognize a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Adidas for sponsoring this game. We'd like to thank Newman Property Management and also Sudden Values. Sudden Values. we'll see if the Showgirls are able to build, you know, off that big play here at the end of the first quarter. Maybe they'll be able to build off of that play and get something going here at the beginning of the second quarter. When we come back, it's going to be first and 10 from the 42-yard line. First and 10 from about the 42-yard line. The Showgirls are going to be moving from our right to left, and we'll see if they're able to put a drive going. They're backed up in their own end zone there in their first drive. They got a couple of good plays, but they shot themselves in the foot a little bit. We'll see if they're able to open it up a little bit more now that they have quite a bit of field behind them. Showgirls are going to come out with three wide receivers. They're in the shotgun, one wide receiver about 3 or 4 yards behind the quarterback in the shotgun. And there's a flag. We weren't able to get that play off, and looks like it's going to be a false start on the Las Vegas Showgirls. So that'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be first and 15 from about the 46-yard line. Three wide receivers, two running backs, shotgun. It's going to be a toss to the left. There we go. We got number 4 coming down the sideline. Oh, she breaks a big run. She breaks a couple tackles. It looks like the Showgirls are going to get the first touchdown of the season. She's at the 15, the 5. Touchdown, Showgirls. That was number 4, Shamika Finks. That was a great run. She actually ran through about 2 or 3 tackles and hit the final person with a pretty nasty stiff arm as she ran down the left sideline. That's a big run, big way to get your first points of the season, sending a message to the opponent. Score is now 6, Las Vegas Showgirls. 0, California Lynx, as they line up to go for the point after attempt. Number 8, Kerry Alexander is the kicker to attempt the point after attempt. Snap, and it is no good, no good. She hooked it left, and that's going to keep the score. Las Vegas Showgirls 6, California Lynx 0, with about 14 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the second quarter. It's a big way to start the second quarter for the Las Vegas Showgirls. They're going to be kicking off from my right heading to the left. We'll see how this California Lynx team can respond after giving up a big play like that. That's pretty much 2 big plays in a row that the California Lynx had given up. That big interception at the end of the first quarter, which actually changed the field position game and gave the Showgirls the field position they have to be able to open their offense up a little bit, and then that big run. So we'll see if the Lynx can bounce back and maybe show that they have a little fight in them. We'll recognize a few of our sponsors here now that we're waiting for them to get lined up and tee the ball up. We want to recognize the Clark County Parks and Recreation. We want to recognize Jason's Deli. And we want to recognize Tana Good at Mass Mutual Finance Group. It's a kick. The kickoff is going to be fielded at about the 33-yard line, picked up by the Lynx number 3. She's still on her feet. She's actually driving. And the Lynx are going to start at about the 41-yard line. The 41-yard line heading from my left to right. We'll see if the Lynx can get anything going here on offense. They've actually been throwing the ball very well against the Showgirls, you know. If 13 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in the second quarter as the Lynx are in the huddle and ready to break the huddle and see if they can get a drive going and maybe get an opportunity to put some points on the board, tie it up, or maybe even take the lead. Lynx break the huddle. They have the I formation. McVicker's under center, and the Lynx are actually going to call a timeout. I think they actually had too many people in the field. We'll see if the Showgirls can keep this momentum going now that they put a couple of points, a few points on the board, that touchdown on the board. See if that get them to pick it up a little bit more. The first quarter, it looked like they were a little stiff, a little shocked, maybe, and a little off, you know, with the people out here trying to perform, do a little bit too much. We'll see if that can calm them down and they can get into a rhythm and maybe take control of this game. And we'll even see if the Lynx can get a drive going and show that they've got some fight in them and maybe put some points on the board. We got the Lynx coming to the line. In the I formation, look like King is going to be at the top. We got number 24, Casey Brick, down here at the bottom. McDonald got in the I. McVickers under center. She's going to roll right. Oh, she cuts it up. She's going to get a big block by Brick. She looked like she's going to get a first down plus some. Looks like a 15-yard gain for McVickers. If she's not throwing the ball, she's not making, you know, she's not making some good throws to her wide receivers. She's been getting it done with her feet. Looks like Showgirls really don't have an answer for McVickers right now. It's going to be first and 10 from the Showgirls 45-yard line. First and 10. The Lynx moving from my left to right. They break the huddle again. King up top, Brick down at the bottom in the I formation with McDonald at the tailback. McVickers is under center. And she's rolling left. Oh, she pitches it, and it looks like they're going to get outside. McDonald gets upfield. She's going to get a big gain, and she's going to have another first down. That's going to be another gain of 15 yards, and we have a late flag. We have a late flag here on the play. Showgirls really don't have an answer right now for the Lynx quarterback, Sarah McVicker. You know, she's pretty much doing it all. They finally thought that they had her bottled up there, and the minute they got they thought her, she had her, she pitched it back to McDonald, and McDonald showed that she had some speed there. She hit the outside and ran through a couple of tackles and got a big gain of 15 yards. It's going to be a dead ball, unsportsmanlike, on the Lynx. So they'll march it back 15 yards, but it's still a first down for the California Lynx. Not sure what happened on that play at the end of the play that would cause that that penalty, but that's a big loss for the Lynx, especially you know, with the two games that they had. You know, they hurt themselves by shooting themselves in the foot. So it's about 12 minutes and 47 seconds remaining here in the second quarter here at Crusader Stadium, the Las Vegas Showgirls 6, the California Lynx 0. It's going to be first and 10 from the 45 again. We're going to have Brick down here at the bottom. McDonald is dotting the I again. And King is at the top. McVickers is under center. She's going to roll right. She's going to pitch. Oh, Showgirls are all there. She has nowhere to go. She's actually going to lose about a loss of about three yards. We'll see what the California Lynx decide they're going to do here. It's going to be about second and 13 from the 48-yard line. 12 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Lynx are actually gaining positive yardage. It seems as though they keep shooting themselves in the foot every chance. Every time they get a couple of big plays or they get down the red zone, it seems like they stall. They go here to the empty back. Back again, three wide receivers down here at the bottom, two up top, McVickers. And there is going to be a penalty for Foster. I'm not sure if the center forgot to snap the ball or what it was there, but it's going to be another, looks like the Lynx are going to lose another 5 yards. Actually what it is, false start on the California Lynx, and they're going to get marched back another 5 yards. Look like it's going to be second and 18 from the 47-yard line. Lynx come out with an empty set, three wide receivers down here at the bottom, two up top. McVickers is under center. She drops back. She's looking up top. She throws. She has a wide receiver. And, it is knocked down. Actually, King actually made a play on that ball. She came in between two Showgirl defenders and actually almost caught it. It was just jarred loose by the hit. But there's another flag on the play here. We'll see what this flag is, and we'll get all this figured out and see what's going on. And, Ms. Vickers is actually putting a ball. She's actually throwing very good balls here, and it's just nice. Her playmakers aren't really making plays for her right now. That's going to be even worse. A hold on the Lynx is going to probably march them back another 10 yards. No, Coach Dion decides he's going to decline it. So it's going to be third and 18 from the 48. Empty backfield again. Three wide receivers here at the bottom. Two wide receivers at the top. The if Vickers gets under center. If Vickers drops back, she got plenty of time. She throws across the middle, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Las Vegas Showgirls. Intercepted at about the 40, actually the 39-yard line, and returned to the 49. So about a 10-yard return on the interception. Interception by Christy Ocasio, number 40. And Coach Dion talked about her in the pregame warm-up. If you guys recall, he said she would make some big plays, and she actually went out there and she attacked that ball and she intercepted it. Looks like Showgirls have woken up a little bit. Showgirls are going to have first and 10 from about the 49-yard line, moving from my right to left with 11 minutes and 17 seconds. They get an opportunity to go put some more points on the board. Showgirls break the huddle, and looks like the links aren't lined up. They don't look like they have enough people on the field and four wide receivers. And the links have to waste another timeout. Actually, the Showgirls took that timeout. Correction, I was right. The first time the Showgirls did not take that timeout. It was the California Lynx. They did not have enough people on the field. They weren't lined up. While we have time, we're going to recognize a couple more of our sponsors. The City of North Las Vegas Parks and Recreation. Dr. Michael Weberson, DDS, and State Farm Insurance. We'd like to thank them for sponsoring the Las Vegas Showgirls. Without them, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be possible. All right, looks like the Lynx have got it all figured out. You know, they got enough people on the field now. Showgirls have four wide receivers. They're in a four wide receiver formation. Number nine, Kerry Mystic at quarterback. Motion. She hands it off to number five, Nikki Johnson. She's tried to turn upfield and is a good tackle. It's actually a loss of yardage. Maybe a loss of one. Yeah, a loss of 1 yard. Tackle by number four, Tamara McDonald. Actually, no gain on the play. So it'll be second and 10 from the 49-yard line with 10 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in the second quarter at Faith Lutheran Stadium here in Las Vegas. Showgirls break the huddle. They have three wide receivers, two up top, one at the bottom. Actually, it looks like the Showgirls are going to do a little trickery. They got both quarterbacks in on the field at the same time. The quarterback's going to keep it. She runs it up the middle. She breaks a couple of tackles. Looks like it's going to be a gain of 6 or 7, gain of 6 yards. So it looks like it's going to be like third and four from with 10 minutes and 2 seconds remaining at Crusader Stadium. That's actually, again, both quarterbacks in. Two wide receivers and a quarterback at top, one wide receiver at the bottom. The quarterback in motion, and we have flags on the play. The Showgirls actually have Nikki Johnson and Kerry Mystic on the field at the same time, which actually is very big because they both can throw the ball, as we know, and it puts the Lynx at a disadvantage because you're not quite knowing who's the actual quarterback and who's throwing and who's the wide receiver or what's going on. a false start on the showgirl, so it'd be a loss of five. It's going to be 3rd and 9 from the 49-yard line. They're heading from my right to left. Four wide receivers, two at the top, two at the bottom. Number 9, Mitchell drops back. She's looking downfield. She has someone. Good throw. Oh, and just out of the reach. Great throw. And, of course, she's throwing the ball to the other quarterback, Nikki Johnson. So we're going to have 4th down. Showgirls weren't quite able to capitalize on that turnover that the defense got. 4th down and 8 from the 49-yard line. Looks like the Showgirls are going to punt it away and play and try to pin the Lynx deep into their own into their end of the field. Kerry Alexander back to punt. Oh, and it's a fake. The Showgirls go up the middle, and it's Nikki Johnson, and she's going to have the 1st down. About a gain of 9 or 10 yards on the fake punt there. Definitely caught the Lynx off guard. 1st down for the Showgirls. It's going to be 1st and 10 from about the 39-yard line. The 39-yard line with about 8 minutes and 45 seconds remaining here at Faith Lutheran. Three wide receivers for the Showgirls. Again, the Showgirls in this this shotgun formation with both running backs behind the quarterback. It looks like it's going to be a penalty on the Showgirls. False start. It's going to back the Showgirls up about 5 yards. It's going to be 1st and 15. From about the 44-yard line. The score remains Las Vegas Showgirls 6, California Lynx 0, with the Showgirls just across the 50-yard line, just across midfield, heading into the California Lynx territory. They break the huddle. Two wide receivers at the bottom, one at top. Like the quarterback's going to be. Quarterback keeps his. That's number 5, Nikki Johnson. She hits to the outside. Oh, and it's a big hit. Big hit by number 2, Janine Baker. Big hit by Janine Baker of the California Lynx. Be 2nd down and 7 from the 37-yard line for the Las Vegas Showgirls. Four wide receiver formation, two at the bottom, two at the top. Snap the carry. She drops back. She's looking downfield. She gets outside the pocket. Throws it on the run, and it's going to be caught. Big game, big game. 1st down for the Showgirls. Looks like that game's going to take them down to about the 20-yard line. 1st down, Showgirls. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Showgirls on the 20 heading in. 6 minutes and 25 seconds here at Faith Lutheran Stadium. Oh, they hand it off. It's going to be a loss. It's going to be about a loss of 2 yards. That was the first time all day that the Showgirls actually started to play from underneath center. They tried to catch the Lynx off guard. The Lynx got great penetration and got them for about a loss of 2 yards. Second down and 12 from the 22-yard line. 5 minutes and 43 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. They're back to their formation of three wide receivers, shotgun. They're going to pitch it to the left. And she's got room. Look like she's going to get – she gets to the outside. There's a flag on the play, and that's going to be a face mask, as well as a late hit out of bounds. That's going to put the Showgirls at probably about the 1 or 2 yard line. That was Maria Palacios Rodriguez out of Las Vegas, Nevada on that run. She got outside and actually showed some speed when she turned the corner. Looks like the Lynx are actually shooting themselves in the foot. You know, they started off this game with a lot of fire, a lot of intensity. Looks like they've lost a little bit of that intensity. And I told you that this Las Vegas Showgirls team was way bigger than this California Lynx team. And I told you, if this Showgirls team could lean on them just a little bit, maybe in the first half, and impose their will, maybe you could get the California Lynx to quit. So we'll keep an eye on that as this game goes on and see if the Lynx are tired of these girls leaning on them. Actually is not going to take them down to the 1 yard line. It's going to take them to about the 6. Showgirls, two wide receivers at the top, one at the bottom. Shotgun formation with split backs. It's going to. Oh, and we got a little bit of misdirection. It's going to be about a gain of 1 yard, maybe 2 yards. See if the Showgirls, they've been in the red zone a couple of times, but really couldn't get it done. And that goes for both teams. So we'll see if the Showgirls can punch it in down here in the red zone. 4 minutes and 43 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Shotgun formation for the Showgirls, split back behind the quarterback. They hand it downhill, and it's big number 4 again. She keeps her legs turning. And that is touchdown Showgirls. Touchdown Showgirls. The second touchdown of the day for Shamika Finks. She was not going to be denied. She was hit by about 3 or 4 different Finks, California Lynx, and she kept her legs driving. And the second effort got in. That is a big run. A big run. Oh, we've got flags on the play. It seems as if the California Lynx sideline is losing control. Actually, 3 flags on the play. So we'll see. We'll sit here and we'll see how the officials are going to sort this out. It was ruled a touchdown, so we'll see what's going on and what'll be called here on the play. We have a legal formation on the Showgirls, so that touchdown will not stand, as well as an unsportsmanlike dead ball, unsportsmanlike on the California Lynx sideline. So that touchdown will be negated, and the Lynx or the Showgirls would actually, it'll be another opportunity to score, but we have more flags here at Crusader Stadium over on the Lynx sideline. While we have some time, we'll thank a couple more of our sponsors. Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Classy Claws Nail Salon, Latasha White at Femmes, and Moe Better Karaoke. 4 minutes and 20 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Showgirls will have the ball at about the 3 yard line. Ball going to be on the 3 yard line. Look like it's going to be second and goal from about the 3. Showgirls go to 3 wide receivers. 3 at the top, 1 at the bottom. Shamika Finks behind the quarterback. Handed, no, they fake it. She throws it. She has somebody in the corner. Touchdown, Showgirls. That is a great catch. She got those toes down. She dotted those toes right before she hit the line. That is a great catch. That is number 29, Kerry Walters. Score here at Faith Lutheran Stadium, Las Vegas Showgirls 12, California Link 0. Showgirls line up to go for 2. And they fake the handoff to, oh, she's not going to get there. She stopped by about 3 California Links. So that makes the score 12-0, Las Vegas Showgirls 12. California Lynx 0 with 4 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Showgirls line up to kick it off. You're going to be kicking from my right, your left, or from my right to left. Deep is number 24, Casey Brick, as well as number 9, Lisa King. Good kick. Going to hit about the 20-yard line. Free ball, Brick picks it up, and she's going to be smacked at about the 25-yard line for no gain. Going to be first and 10 from the 25-yard line for the California Lynx, from heading from my left to my right with about 4 minutes and 12 seconds. We'll see if the California Lynx can get something going here. They've actually been moving the ball quite well on the Showgirls, but it seems like they just, you know, once they start moving it, they start shooting themselves in the foot. So we'll see if they can get something going here, maybe get some points on the board before halftime. This is going to be I formation with McDonald dot in the I. King up top, Brick down at the bottom. McVickers under center. She drops back. She's looking, and she's going to be hit. She's hit right as she releases the ball. Incomplete pass, but we have a flag on the play. We have a personal foul roughing the passer. Roughing the passer on the Showgirls. This is going to be... That's going to march it off about 15 yards and give the Lynx some breathing room, let them get away from their own end zone. We have some time. I'm going to recognize a few more of our sponsors. Cozy Sports Bar. TicketLeap.com, Heavenly Bliss Wedding Chapel, and Knockout Training. McVickers under center, two wide receivers. She drops back. She's looking down here at the bottom. An incomplete pass. Incomplete pass. It was intended for Brick. Number 24, Brick. The score is Las Vegas Showgirls 12. California Link 0 with about 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. It's going to be second down and 10 from the 40-yard line. The Lynx break the huddle. Lisa King is the wide receiver at the top. Brick is the wide receiver down here at the bottom. Split backs behind McVickers. McVickers gets under center. She drops back. She drives down here to the fullback. Oh, big hit. Big hit. And coach said it in the pregame. That is number 40, Christy Ocasio. McVickers kind of hung her fullback out to dry on that one right there. And any play, any swing pass like that, she's got to get it out there and give her a chance to catch the ball and make something happen herself. She can't float that out there. About 3 minutes and 12 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Third down and 10 from the 40-yard line. Again, King at the top, Brick at the bottom. Split back formation behind McVickers. McVickers under center. She dropped back. She's looking up top. Oh, she pumps. She holds on to it. She's going to pull it down. She's got some room. Oh, and she was bottled up after a nice little gain. I think that's about a gain of 5 or 6 yards. But it's going to be fourth down and 4 from about the 46-yard line. We have a Las Vegas Showgirl down. Going to be about fourth down and 4 at the 46-yard line with 2 minutes and 36 seconds remaining in the second quarter at Faith Lutheran here in Las Vegas, Nevada. While we got a little bit of time during this injury timeout, we'd like to recognize a few more of our sponsors. Winston Henderson's Architect, VC Squared, Arizona Charlie's Decatur, and Dr. Tom Lee, DDS, at Summerlin Smiles Dental. Score still remains Las Vegas Showgirls 12, California Link 0. The Lynx break the huddle. Again, Brick is down at the bottom. King is at the top. The Lynx moving from my left to right. Brick in motion. They hand it off Brick. It's a double reverse. And King turns it up, and she is banged. And she is going to be short of the first down again by number 40, Christy Ocasio. Coach Dion said in the pregame that she was the person to look out for on the defensive side of the ball, and she is really letting her presence be felt here in this game today. Not only with a big interception at the end of a big interception in the game, but also 2 big hits on this last drive, and she's sending a message to the California Leagues. We'll see if they go into their shell if they're going to have a little bit more fight in them. About 2 minutes and 9 seconds remaining in the second. In the second quarter, we'll see if the Showgirls can get something going and maybe get a touchdown on the board to widen this gap before halftime. Showgirls are 4 wide receivers, 2 at the top, 2 at the bottom. Single back. She dropped back. Throws out in the flat. It's going to be caught. and actually pushed out of bounds. She's going to be pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 6 yards. So the clock stops. Oh, the clock. I have a little malfunction here with the clock. The clock didn't stop, but she was thrown out of bounds. So they're going to push the clock back up to 2 minutes. Up to 2 minutes. It's going to be second and four from about the 44-yard line. We got a couple of cheerleaders, young cheerleaders out here entertaining the fans during this timeout break. 2 minutes remaining here at the stadium here at Faith Lutheran. Las Vegas Showgirls 12, California Link 0. Las Vegas breaks the huddle. Two wide receivers up top, two wide receivers at the bottom. Quarterback and shotgun. And Finks. Dotting. They hand off to Finks. Big hole up the middle, and she's rolling. She's run through a couple of tackles, and she is still going. And that's about a gain of about 25 yards. Big run. California Lynx cannot tackle. They just cannot tackle Finks today. When she gets rolling downhill, she's moving. Showgirls go no huddle here with about a minute and 30 seconds remaining. Four wide receivers. Again, Finks behind the quarterback in the shotgun. First and 10 from about the 29-yard line. They go play action. Oh, and it is incomplete pass. There's a flag on the play, though. Flag on the play. Well, we got a little time. I'd like to recognize a few more of our sponsors. Catalina Weberson at Mark Leo. Perfect Auto Service. Styles Insurance Service. And Sean Larrison at Woodworks. 1 minute and 16 seconds remains here in the second quarter. Las Vegas Showgirls 12, California Lynx 0. Showgirls break the huddle. Three wide receivers. Showgirls put number 5. Nikki Johnson's in the backfield again. There's a flag on the play. There was a flag on that play before it ever got started. Not quite sure what they were planning to do. It looks as if they were going to throw a halfback pass there. But it looks like it's going to be a false start on the Las Vegas Showgirls. So that'll back them up 5. It looks like it'll be 2nd and 10 from the 24-yard line with 1 minute and 9 seconds. Actually, wrong. Offside on the defense. That's actually going to give the Showgirls a first down with 1 minute and 9. First down from the 13-yard line. First down from the 13-yard line. Showgirls, four wide receivers, and another penalty. Another penalty. Looks like it's going to be on the Lynx. Oh, man, another one. Too many people on the field for the California Lynx. So that moves them up another 5 yards. Looks like it's going to be 1st and 5 from the 8-yard line. go with a three wide receiver set. Las Vegas Showgirls quarterback catches it. She fakes it. She's rolling right. Oh, and she throws it and it's tipped and batted down. There's another flag on the play. They're actually getting a little sloppy here at the end of this second quarter here in Las Vegas. It's going to be an eligible receiver downfield on the Las Vegas Showgirls. Looks like the Lynx are going to back them up. 1:03 remaining here in this second quarter. Showgirls trying to punch it in and extend this lead. Oh, the Lynx actually declined that penalty. They would rather take the down. So, Showgirls still had the ball at about the 9-yard line, 2nd and 5. 3 wide receivers, 2 at the bottom, 1 up top. They hand it off. Big hole up the middle. Showgirls running. She stopped at about the 1-yard line with about 50 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and the clock is running. Showgirls getting up on the ball pretty quick here, try to see if they can get something going. It's going to be first and goal here from the 3-yard line. Hand it off again, and that is a touchdown, Showgirls. Touchdown, Showgirls, with 28.1 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Showgirls punch another one in. That is number 32, Christina Bruchot. Touchdown, Showgirls. The score is 18-0. 18, Las Vegas Showgirls. 0, California Lynx. And the point after attempt is good, so that makes it 19, Las Vegas Showgirls. California Lynx, 0. With 28.1 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. I'd like to thank a couple more of our sponsors, X-Deuce, Blossom, Barriers LS, or CS, Mountain Podiatry. And again, Island Dental Center. seconds remaining here in the second quarter at Crusader Stadium here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Showgirls up 19-0 on the California Lynx as they set to kick it off again right before the half. So it's going to be a good low line drive. It's still rolling. King's going to pick it up at about the 10-yard line. And she is not. Oh, she squirts out of there, and she returns it back to about the 24-yard line. Good gain on the return. 20 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. We'll see if maybe Mitch Vickers has something in that arm, maybe to pull something out and maybe at least get in some field position to get at least 3 points on the board for the California Lynx. California Lynx come out in a 4 wide receiver set. 2 at the bottom, 2 up top. Stand corrected. 5 wide receivers. No backs in the backfield. McVickers gets under center. McVicker's dropped back. She's looking down here at the bottom. She's rolling right. She throws, and it's going to be incomplete. A little short to her wide receiver, Brick. Just a tad short. About 13.9 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Las Vegas Showgirls again, 19. California Lynx, 0. Be second and 10 from about the 25-yard line. Like the Showgirls are going to play a little bit of a prevent defense. Don't want to let any of the wide receivers behind them. Try to keep everybody in front of them. Just make sure tackles. The Lynx, 4 wide receivers, 1 back in the backfield behind McVickers. McVickers drop back. She tosses it to the right. It's going to be a halfback pass. She looks back. She throws it deep and incomplete. Overthrew everyone. Overthrew everyone. With 7.2 seconds remaining in the second quarter here at Faith Lutheran. California Lynx break the huddle. 4 wide receiver. 1 back in the backfield behind McVickers. McVickers under center, 3rd and 10 from about the 25-yard line. From my left, moving to the right. She drops back, and they're just going to take a knee. They're content on taking it to halftime with a 19-point deficit and maybe talk about it a little bit more. And that's the end of the second quarter here in Las Vegas at Faith Lutheran Stadium. Score is Las Vegas Showgirls 19, California Lynx 0. We're going to take a quick break here for about maybe 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Hope you guys enjoy the music.